Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of The Guidebook to Happiness, The Guidebook to Optimum Health, The Guidebook to Authentic Success, and The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. I'm excited to be able to share with you very practical tips, tools, and strategies for how we can increase your happiness, health, vitality, and your success in life. And make sure our lessons go all the way to your core. Each month I'm going to be recording a guided meditation so you start evolving from the inside out. Thanks a lot for joining me today for something special, because I've decided to upload the entire audiobook of The Successful Mind to the Life Masterclass podcast series. I'll upload one chapter for each session, but I'll upload all of the chapters at once so you can get access to the entire book right away. I don't want to keep you waiting, because some good, very good information there, and I'm really excited to share it with as many people as possible. It's something that I wish I had known a long time ago, and so I want to share it as far and wide as I possibly can. Today's podcast is Chapter 10, The Specifics of How to Change Your Beliefs. We talked about identity before when we looked at the gatekeeper. How we associate with our personal identity is one of the most impactful understandings we can benefit from. We gain great power when we realize that what we do is not who we are. Just because I do something stupid does not mean I am stupid. There is an important distinction between me and the thing I did. This is a powerful tool I use when coaching clients. I have them realize that they are not a worrier. They do the action of worrying. They are not a perfectionist. They do perfectionism. They are not an anxious person. They do things that cause them to experience anxiety. This is liberating. This means that none of the typical titles with which we associate or ways we choose to identify a part of us, but rather things that we do or behaviors that we exhibit. Even if I have a pattern or habit of doing something in a particular way, if I choose to do it in a different way, then I'll have a new experience. If instead of walking with a physiology of defeat or the world is on my shoulders, I walk with my shoulders back, chest open, eyes up, and breathing deeply, I will change the emotions I'm feeling. I'm creating a new habit of doing. As you might realize, I'm less concerned with your empowering beliefs, as they're already serving you well. What I want to help you with is removing the key disempowering beliefs that you've picked up over the course of your life. Know that because you have held on to these disempowering beliefs for years or perhaps decades, they will not just disappear magically overnight. A neuroscientist would say that neurons that fire together wire together. This means that if you've been firing off these disempowering beliefs for years, there is a well-established path to that old way of thinking. The old belief is the equivalent of a superhighway, so it needs a major disruption and a high level of conscious awareness to change. Essentially, the process will involve persistence, commitment, diligence, heightened awareness, curiosity, and energy. And since it is a great help to get external perspective and assistance, I'll recommend some options before we finish. As I said in my book, The Guidebook to Happiness, people can definitely become happier all by themselves, but having a guide and external perspective definitely speeds up the process and allows you to bypass many of the obstacles. Also, when we're dealing with deeply buried subconscious beliefs, we're often unaware of the things we are telling ourselves, which can cause the biggest challenges in our lives. So getting external perspective and help is definitely a plus. One of my major roles as a coach is to challenge my clients' statements, stories, and beliefs, which in 95% of cases they are completely unaware of. A client of mine unconsciously made the statement, "I perform best under stress," because that is the story they always tell. But what this person is actually saying through this statement is that in order for them to perform at their best, they must be stressed.
They are buying into the statement that unless they are stressed, they will not perform well. That for certain was not setting them up to have an easeful life. The opposite belief we worked on was this: I thrive when I'm serene. If you had a choice of stressed or serene, which would you go for? Remember, there are emotions which are supportive of creativity, like serenity and others, which are counterproductive to creativity, like stress. Here's a very general overview of the basic steps to changing a limiting or disempowering belief. 1. Become aware while looking through the lens of curiosity, not judgment, of the major limiting or disempowering beliefs you have. They generally exist in those areas where you're experiencing the greatest pain, challenge, or disharmony in your life. I strongly recommend you do the beliefs workout that I'm going to provide guidance for with this book. 2, get really familiar with when and how each disempowering belief shows up. What triggers it? What time of day does it happen? During what activities or setting is it likely to show itself? How does it show itself? How does it look and feel in your body? What reaction does it create? You want to become so familiar with it that it will never slip past you again. This will be important information for the 7th step. 3, determine the opposite empowering belief that corresponds with each disempowering belief. These new statements will be like an antidote. It is often beneficial to choose statements that are simply the opposite of the beliefs you want to replace. For example, I am unworthy becomes I am worthy. However, the aim is to choose something that creates the emotion you wish to feel. 4, create a new neural pathway in your mind by repeating the empowered belief as a mantra and saying it repeatedly each day. By doing this, you begin to establish a new neural circuit in your mind related to the new belief. 5, this is essential. To turn up the effectiveness of the new belief statement you've created, connect as powerfully as you possibly can with the feelings you want to experience when you imagine yourself living out your new empowering belief. Tapping into the appropriate emotion creates a physical and chemical link to your belief, making your belief statement not only an intellectual statement, but also a feeling that is experienced within your body. The greater the level of emotional engagement and intensity, the more quickly the new belief will take hold. So when you speak your empowered belief aloud or internally, connect deeply with the emotions it causes you to feel, as well as to those that you desire to feel. 6, act as if the new empowering belief is true. Try it on for size at a behavioral level. Remember, our behavior changes our results. Imagine that you are a famous actor rehearsing for a big part in a movie where you'll be paid $5 million. In order to get paid, you really need to become the character so much that people actually believe you are that character and not your real self. That actor will work their butt off, rehearsing countless times to perfect their performance. In the same way, you need to become the person you want to be, the person with this new empowering belief. Eventually, it will start to become more natural for you and require less conscious effort. This level of integration is called unconscious competence. 7, become super sensitive and watch yourself, ready to catch yourself if you start to sense that you're acting in a way that aligns with your old disempowering belief. If and when this does happen, now it's likely that it will happen from time to time, especially in the beginning, say the word change aloud. You might also physically shake at your body to create an even greater disruption of the old pattern. Then state your new empowering belief with the associated emotions of the new belief. Make the feelings as powerful as possible. Physically stand how you would stand if you were empowered and infused with vitality, joy, love, and awe for existence, and then act in the new way. Continue to do this every time the old belief recurs. Repetition and persistence are the keys. Now let's look at using a neuro-linguistics programming or an NLP technique. Changing disempowering beliefs, while possible, is not necessarily easy. Sometimes it takes a major emotional jolt to create a new way of thinking. That is why if someone experiences a highly emotional experience, he or she can change their beliefs in a moment. I knew a teacher who had a smoking buddy for decades, and both of them had tried to stop smoking a number of times and never succeeded. They came up with the belief that they could not stop smoking. Then one of them passed away from cancer, and the next day the other stopped smoking. The trauma, the emotional trauma of losing their close friend, created an emotional intensity great enough to overcome the belief and behavior that said, I cannot stop smoking. Obviously, I do not want you to need a traumatic event to change the beliefs that are holding you back. One of the ways to work on changing a belief is to do an NLP technique called the rocking chair technique or the Dickens pattern. There are also other NLP techniques that a qualified NLP practitioner can use with you. I've also created an online program called Process Your Limiting Beliefs, which will take you through the rocking chair technique and guide you through the information contained in this book so you really digest and absorb it. You can find out more details if you go to my website, www.karlmassey.com/training-events. You'll see that when you go to the website. The next one I'll mention is hypnotherapy. A skilled hypnotherapist can also assist in changing disempowering beliefs by working with them at a subconscious level. Through hypnosis, a therapist can guide you into an induced alpha or theta brainwave state in which you can bypass the gatekeeper, that critical mind, to access and change the programs in the filing cabinets of the subconscious mind. There's also guided meditations. There are some high-quality guided meditations that help bring you into an altered state of consciousness, into those alpha and theta brainwave states, before planting empowered beliefs into your subconscious mind. I recommend the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza and his book, You Are the Placebo, as a great entry point into understanding how our thoughts affect us at a physiological level. He also has meditation programs and workshops to support his work and teachings. I've personally attended a number of the workshops and witnessed amazing results for myself and others, so I highly recommend his teachings and products. I just want to mention past traumatic experiences. If you've experienced a major traumatic event in your past, I recommend finding and personally working with a qualified professional such as a medical practitioner or clinical psychologist who specializes in processing trauma. Working with beliefs can be highly impactful, but if you're dealing with a major past trauma, it might be best to work with the right therapist one-on-one rather than trying to do it on your own. A lot of the principles remain the same, but having direct support is best if you're working through something trauma-related.
I hope that you enjoyed that chapter from The Successful Mind. Feel free to deepen your understanding and application to your own life, The Power of Beliefs, by checking out my online workshop called Processing Your Limiting Beliefs. In the workshop, I also do a powerful NLP technique to help you shift your most limiting and disempowering beliefs. You can find all the details at karlmassey.com, that's CarlMassey.com, in the tab Training and Events. In Training Events, you can also find out the locations and dates where I'll be hosting my super favorite 3-day Life Masterclass seminars, where we spend 3 days deep diving into your personal transformation and helping you overcome any self-imposed limitations. Who doesn't want to do a little bit more of that? Thank you again for joining me today. If you want to receive more happiness tips or other freebies, make sure you check out my website at www.karlmassey.com and sign up for the Happiness Tips newsletter. And finally, wherever you are on this amazing, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an amazing day and take care.